Hello. You're listening to a special edition of Speaking of Urology, produced in partnership with the American Urogynecologic Society. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. In this episode, I spoke with Dr. Linda Brubaker. She discusses the patient-focused book, Pelvic Floor Health, Your Guide to Pregnancy and Postpartum Care. Dr. Brubaker served as chair of the writing group for the book. To start off with Dr. Brubaker, could you provide an overview of the contents of this book?
The contents of the Pregnancy and Pelvic Floor book includes information that a woman should know about while she's pregnant, as well as after she delivers, which is a time when many new birthing parents experience pelvic floor symptoms for the first time and often feel very alone because no one speaks to them about it. And it's sort of still kind of a taboo subject, although more and more birthing parents are beginning to share their experiences and the taboos are starting to fall aside. But finding help and resources for urinary incontinence, bowel control issues, or pain, it's still a little bit difficult. And prolapse is very rarely talked about. So this hopefully will be a resource for people who are preparing for birth or who have recently experienced birth.
You were the chair of the writing group for this book. Could you just sort of discuss the origins of this project and how it ultimately came together?
For those of us who practice urogynecology, not a day goes by in our clinical world that we don't hear from someone who says, gosh, I never knew. Why didn't somebody tell me? And these are educated, well-read individuals who've read Everything to Expect While You're Expecting, and other pregnancy-related books. They've read some of the materials from ACOG, but for whatever reason, the information on the pelvic floor in any detail isn't really sticking or isn't clearly identified to them. They're focusing on other aspects as breastfeeding or return to sexual function without thinking about pelvic floor function. And so we thought, rather than having just constantly people feeling in the dark and feeling left out of this important women's health conversation, that we would provide this resource for them.
What do you hope providers and patients will take away from this book?
The main thing that we hope providers and patients take home from this book is the fact that these pelvic floor changes happen. They're much more common than most people recognize, and that people who have symptoms should seek help and not suffer in silence. They're not alone. And there are people who are trained to help improve symptoms and can be curative, but you have to seek help. And so we want women to feel like they can get the help they need, and all birthing parents deserve the help that they should be entitled to.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The other thing I'd like to add is pain, especially pelvic girdle pain during pregnancy, is very common. Many obstetric clinicians don't know a lot about pelvic girdle pain. And they kind of just know enough to say that, well, when the pregnancy is over, hopefully it'll be better. And, you know, it's a big baby and you're a short person and this and that. But there's actually very effective treatments for support devices, sacroiliac joint devices, and pelvic floor physical therapy that can be extremely helpful in relieving symptoms. And after delivery, for lingering pelvic pain symptoms, early initiation of pelvic floor rehabilitation and directed treatment makes a big, big difference in the affected individual's life. Even physical therapy training on how to properly carry your child, to lift the baby, etc., can make a big difference in helping resolve existing symptoms and not propagating new symptoms.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.